Henning!
Das ist von der ISSO. Da ist ein Funkamateur, der antwortet auf Fragen von spanischen Schulkindern.
It could be very, very helpful for us as astronauts on board the International Space Station. Over.
Yes.
Hi, Ivan. I don't think it affects our thinking, the weightlessness aspect of it. We're up here. We are living in our workplace, much like you guys now with COVID rules. You're living in your workplace, and you sometimes get, I don't want to say forgetful, but you start seeing the same things, and so what affects your thinking is more the fact that you never leave the same building, and we work very hard, so we try to maintain our sleep schedule as best we can, and we do have a day off on Sunday, so it's nice to rest. We take rest very seriously so that our thinking is sharp. And we stay ready to do our work at a peak performance. Over. Hi, Antonio. Up here on the International Space Station, we have several exercise devices. A bicycle, a treadmill, and a weightlifting machine. They all have acronyms that stand for certain things, but that's what they are. The weightlifting machine is our most important piece of equipment to keep our bones healthy. We need to put load on our bones so that they stay fit and strong. If we did not, our bones would become frail and brittle and we'd be susceptible to breaking bones. We exercise. It takes about 1 hour to do the weightlifting each day, and we do 30 minutes on either the bicycle or the treadmill. Over. David, we have lots of things to do, many of which you can do on Earth. Watch movies, watch a show, read a book, talk with our friends. If you like music, there's several musical instruments up here, a keyboard, a ukulele, a harmonica, and that kind of thing. But what I like to do is just look out the window, because that's something you can't do on Earth, and is watch Earth go by. And so that's what most of us do. Is to entertain ourselves, is enjoy the beautiful view out the window. Over. It's looking down at a planet from here, you just see the twirling colors of blues and browns and white clouds and all mixed together to form our planet. And off on the horizon, you see the skinny little atmosphere that is keeping us all alive, and it makes you realize that Earth is a spaceship for 7 billion astronauts, and you are several of them. So it gives me this perspective that we must take care of Earth like it's our spaceship, just like we are taking care of this spaceship that we are living on right now. Over. Hi, Carlos. I did not feel sick when I was in the rocket. We all take motion sickness medication on right before the launch, just like you would if you were on a sailboat and going through the rough ocean, because we don't want to be sick once we get to space. We need to still perform our duties. So we do take medicine just in case, but this is my third mission, and I have not felt sick on any prior time. It can happen unexpectedly to anybody at any time. Over. Jose Manuel, what inspired me most about to become an astronaut was the The excitement of the career, that's what lured me to it. I thought it would be really neat to put on a spacesuit. I've been an astronaut, and I became even more motivated. But it wasn't until I really got serious about the application did I learn more that what I liked is that every day is different. You're training a lot. Many days you're training. You're in Houston. You're in Japan. You're in Russia. You're in Europe, Canada, and we have many international friends and international travel and training in all those places. And I find that I was very excited about that, and I do enjoy this very much about the job. Over. Normal as we can try without we don't have fresh fruits and vegetables all the time. Occasionally we get delivered fresh fruits and vegetables on a cargo ship that arrives, and those are the first things we pull out, and we eat them as quickly as we can before they go bad. But the bulk of our food is made in food laboratories in Moscow and in Houston, where they prepare the food and then package it. Sometimes where we need to add water to the food to rehydrate it, to make it edible. And other times it's just regular food put into a can or a bag, and we just open the can or the bag and we eat it. And it has, there's meat, fish, chicken, vegetables of all kinds, desserts and cookies and candies and coffee, tea, milk, juices. We have quite a variety of food. Over. If you cry in space, you're the tears just stay kind of in the corner of your eye where your tear duct is, and if you did not touch it with your finger, it would just, the ball of liquid, the tear would grow and grow and grow, and then sort of spread across your eyelashes and your eyeball itself. I think it would be hard not to touch it with your finger before that point and push the water away, but the biggest force of water is the surface tension, and that's what drives how water behaves in space. Over. Luis, our spacesuit is not entirely comfortable. It's not really designed to be comfortable. It's designed to keep us alive, and it's formed for when we're sitting in the space in the seat. So when you stand up and walk, it's not very suited for walking. It's more just when you're seated, and it just keeps you alive. So it's not meant to be very comfortable, but it's not so bad. Over. This is Chris. You're very welcome. It's a pleasure to talk to all school children, and you guys were the same. I enjoyed your questions, and I wish you all the best in this coming school year and in life. This is Chris Cassidy on the space station, Oscar in November 4, India Sierra Sierra. Thank you very much.